New York ISO solar generation hit record in April, written by Vincent Gabriel and read by an automated voice. New York solar generation set an all-time peak record April 17, generating 4,809 megawatts in the noon hour, New York ISO told the operating committee on May 15. Wind generation also nearly beat its all-time peak record of 2309 megawatts set last December, with 2211 megawatts on April 16. New York ISO staff showed off a new format for their monthly operations reports at the meeting. The presentation featured infographics and graphs to show how the New York grid fared over the prior month. A stakeholder asked whether the ISO would consider adding back the monthly spot market prices and price delta information to the report. Staff said they would consider it. April proved to be a normal shoulder month this year. Load peaked at 18,836 megawatts on April 8, with a minimum load of 11,061 megawatts on April 20. New York ISO prepared for summer demand. In a press release put out May 13, New York ISO said 40,937 megawatts of resources will be available to meet an expected peak demand of 31,471 megawatts. While our summer assessment shows that we'll be able to operate the grid reliably under forecasted conditions, we remain concerned about a variety of risk factors that could impact the grid, Aaron Markham, New York ISO Vice President of Operations, said in the release. We will continue to coordinate with generators, utilities, and other stakeholders as we monitor and respond to system conditions as they arise throughout the summer season. The reliability margin under baseline conditions is 997 megawatts. The ISO expects that under an extreme heat wave, with an average daily temperature of 95 degrees Fahrenheit lasting 3 days or longer, it would be deficient 1082 megawatts, declining to 2768 megawatts with an average of 98°F. New York ISO said it can dispatch up to 3,159 megawatts through emergency operating procedures in these extreme cases.